Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so this hour, we are going to lead off with a story out of an Alabama newspaper. And then we're going to bring in Dave Helling from the Kansas City Star to get his reaction, not to the story itself, but the role the newspaper plays.
Yeah, how decisions like this are made. So bear with us here for a second, because I think it's important for you to hear the editorial, and it's not very long, but the editorial that's getting the attention. And real quick, if you have kids in the room, some of this might be tough for those little innocent ears to hear, so you might just shuffle them out of the room really quick. But out of the Montgomery Advertiser, the editor of a small-town Alabama newspaper published an editorial calling for the Ku Klux Klan to night ride again against Democrats in the Republican Party and Democrats who are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. Goodloe Sutton is the publisher of the Democrat Reporter newspaper in Linden, Alabama, population 2,000. He confirmed to the Montgomery Advertiser on Monday that he authored the February 14th editorial, and there are several Democratic lawmakers now that are calling for him to resign after this was published. I'm going to read for you quickly this editorial. Headline on it, Klan needs to ride again. Time for the Ku Klux Klan to night ride again. Democrats and the Republican Party and Democrats are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. They do not understand how to eliminate expenses when money is needed in other areas. This socialist communist ideology sounds good to the ignorant, the uneducated, and the simple-minded people. People who do not understand this Constitution do not like to be responsible. Slaves, just freed after the Civil War, were not stupid. At times, they borrowed their former masters' robes and horses and rode through the night to frighten some evil doer. Sometimes they had to kill one or two of them, but so what? This is the game, so what used when Democrats got us into World War I and World War II. Then they got us fighting in Korea. Next, when the industrial Northeast wanted more money, they got us into the Vietnam War and now into the Middle East War. If you haven't noticed, they did away with the draft so their sons would not have to go into battle. Seems like the Klan would be welcome to raid the gated communities up there. They call them compounds now. Truly, they are the ruling class. Asked to elaborate on what he meant by cleaning up D.C., Sutton suggests lynching.
Okay, so we have a writer who has been in that small town for a long, long time, his background. He's been there for a while. He has had a history of writing some, for lack of a better term, controversial editorials in the same newspaper. What is the role of the newspaper to allow this to get published? And is Doug Jones right, the senator out of Alabama who beat Roy Moore in a special election? Is he right? Should this guy get canned? 576-7798 is the phone number. We'll get to your calls coming up in just a bit. But we welcome in Dave Helling from the Kansas City Star. Dave, we thank you so much for joining us. And I know you've read the story. I know you're familiar with the story. What is the newspaper's role in allowing something saying, let the Klan ride again, get to print?
Well, it's not something you would see in most metropolitan newspapers. Let's just be clear about that. I mean, it's an extraordinarily aggressive point of view. My guess is, my understanding is that the guy who wrote it is related to the founder of the paper, and it may be sort of more of a family thing than anything else, I don't know. But there's no, I mean, just on the merits, guys, there's no justification for saying those kinds of things. Having said that, the First Amendment is a pretty broad thing. And you can certainly find this kind of language other places in America, certainly on the Internet. So, you know, we have to give a wide berth for people to make their views known. But it's certainly nothing you would ever see in a mainstream newspaper almost anywhere in the country, as far as I can tell.
And this was a publisher. So the publisher of the paper right. is the one that wrote this. So I don't know who is going to tell him no about what he can put in his newspaper.
Yeah, but just so you're clear, that's the case here at the Star and in most newspapers. The publisher is ultimately the decider of what goes in the paper. And so some publishers take a real hands-on approach to that, guys. Some, you know, sort of delegated to editorial boards and others. But Tony Berg, our publisher, is on our editorial board and has the right to sort of tell us what to do. That's what a publisher does. In most, again, major newspapers, the publisher stays out of that, and really the editorial board takes care of it. This is clearly an aberration and an abominable speech, but it is speech and probably protected.
Dave, what's the line in your long experience in newspapers? And you don't have to give specifics if you don't have them or don't want to offer them. But generally speaking, you know, you have an editorial board whose job it is to take positions on things. And I assume in those meetings, they run kind of like news meetings where you decide what stories you're going to cover. You know, here are the ideas of positions we could take or editorials we could write. What's the line in deciding, yes, we're going to publish that, or no, we won't?
Well, Jamie, it's exactly how the process works. We sit in a meeting every morning and discuss the stories that we're covering, either stories that have been in the paper or stuff we've dug up on our own. And then we have a very, you know, good conversation about what we think as a group we should say about it. Now, we don't always agree. The conversations are always civil, but we don't always agree. And sometimes you can't agree. Sometimes people just look at issues in different ways. And in that case, you literally take a vote. You know, how many people want to say this? How many people want to say something else? But generally, we're able to reach a bit of a consensus. And then the goal is always to write opinion that is clear, forceful, fact-based, and interesting. You know, you want people to read it. It can't be boring. It's not supposed to be a legal brief. It's supposed to be something that people are interested in and want to read and then agree with or disagree as they will. And there is an extraordinarily interesting and difficult line between being so aggressive that you distort your views in order to get an audience. Believe me, this guy who wrote this editorial in Alabama probably got a million clicks today. I mean, people, you know, looking at the editorial and trying to figure it out. And so you have to guard against that to say, well, let's be so outrageous that we'll get a lot of people to click on it in the world we're in. Instead, we want to be fact-based. We want to be on point. We want to make our views known clearly and not obfuscate them in any way, and then hope people react accordingly. And that's really the goal of opinion writing, which I've been doing for about 2 years now.
Dave, it was interesting, too, who picked up on this, and it was Senator Doug Jones, a Democrat in Alabama, and also Congresswoman Terry Sewell, who is a Democrat. It's interesting that both of them have been calling for the firing of this person. What's lawmakers' role, or is this just, you know, are they trying to dredge up more political points? Where do you see the two lawmakers who are cited in this story coming through here?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that a politician has wanted a journalist or a reporter or opinion writer to be fired, and you would only want to pursue that in the most obnoxious of cases. Now, that might apply here. I mean, this, again, let's be very clear, this opinion is just beyond the pale in terms of, you know, calling on the Klan to write again. That's just not something you'd like to see in the paper. But again, having said that, and you guys know this, you can find stuff just as vile on the internet today. And sometimes it's helpful to see that kind of opinion actually is out there, so that you can work hard to fight it. But I always get a little nervous when politicians want to punish members of the press, even though they may deserve punishment, if that makes any sense.
Dave, take a breather. I'm sure I'll text you again when it gets to Kansas City mayor primary time.
Oh, I'll come by. We'll do it in person.
Oh, fantastic. Great. All right. Good to hear from you, Dave. Take care.
Thanks
you
for
bet.
Coming on.
Bye now.
Dave Helling of the Kansas City Star joining us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.